get the call started. And again, this is the Master's Morning Call, and I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we are just ready to be your servant, to be your host this morning. And we're just asking you to get comfortable and as I always say, put on your spiritual safety belts and enjoy what God has provided for you this morning. We're going to ask Sister Willa if she will come now and lead us in a word of prayer.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Master's Call family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you that you are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the bright and morning star. Father God, we thank and praise you for this season that we celebrate Holy Week, O Lord. Father, like the song says, you could have come down from the cross to save yourself, but you decided to die on the cross just to save us, O Lord. So we thank you for that salvation. Father, we thank and praise you that you said, not my will, but thy will be done. So, Father, we just say the same thing, not our will, but your will be done in our lives. Father, there is nothing that is so difficult for us that we cannot do because you have given us more than enough. You have told us, oh God, that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. You have told us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we thank and praise you for that, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you for the speakers this morning of this call. Father, we thank and praise you for that the word would go forth unchecked, unhindered by any outside force. The portals of heaven are open that we will receive the word in Jesus' name. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that Satan is rebuked from this call. We thank and praise you that the airwaves are clear. We thank and praise you that we are receiving it in abundance. We thank and praise you that Satan right now is under our feet and has no authority in our lives. Father, we thank and praise you for the founders of this company, the DAC De Leon family. We thank and praise you, God, that as they go forth, we just ask that you continue to birth them with vision, that you continue to impregnate them with new ideas, witty ideas, Lord, and then it falls on good ground, Lord, that it will be embraced. We thank and praise you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, who are warriors, oh God, who are the founders and your voice piece in this morning call, Lord. We just ask that you continue to order their footsteps, continue to guide them, continue to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, continue to strengthen them, oh Lord, we pray, for your good work. Now, Lord, as we come to the table to feast on your word, let us get every nugget, not one crumb fall to the ground, Lord, that we might be a blessing to somebody else. So as we push ourselves away from this table this morning, that we will go out there to a waiting world that is seeking salvation, to share Christ with them, Lord, because somebody out there needs to be saved. We are your ministers in the marketplace for more than just artists, more than just other businesses you have given us, but ministers of the word of God. Let us give it boldly, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Willa, for that powerful prayer. Oh, I just prophesied Dr. Willa. All right.
Bye.
We just appreciate you. We appreciate you lighting up the heavens this morning and setting the atmosphere for God's word to flow forth freely. We just have a few announcements before we get right to the word of God. We always want to invite you and encourage you to visit our website. And on our website, you will find I call it an arsenal, packed full of the powerful word of God, messages after messages that you can click at your leisure and pass on to others, that it's just a blessing that will strengthen you and encourage your heart. And also our email address is there. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. www.thebestofyourself.com, and we invite you to avail yourself of the website and the messages and encourage you to pass it on to others. And our email, where we love to hear from you with prayer requests, with praise reports. We're just excited to be a servant of what God is doing and to hear not just the prayer requests, which are so important, but also the praise reports and the testimonies to encourage your heart. And that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And also we encourage our entire artist family to go to your website in your back office and avail yourself to the many meetings that are going on and the activities and the promotions. And we have all been just so excited about the car that our founders are giving away every month and just the different promotions, that we don't want you to miss anything, so that you avail yourself to visit your back office each and every day. And for those of you who are on the line who are not a part of our artist family, we welcome you, but we encourage you to take a serious look at this God-ordained company. Just let us know, you know, visit our website and contact one of us, send us an email, and let us know you're interested, and we would love to share with you this ministry in the marketplace. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. J to come forward and introduce, and we love to hear her talk about our speaker and just introduce him to the listeners this morning. Dr. J, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
I just want to say it is an absolute honor and a privilege this morning, again, to be on the Master's Call this morning. And, again, a shout-out to this entire Master's Morning Call family. God bless you. Want to just introduce to some and just bring back to the call this morning the person that is going to minister the Word of God. He is one that I absolutely love. My daughters are on this line this morning, so I'm going to hold it in tight this morning. But I do need to make sure y'all know he still is the jiggle in my jello. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi, via Hartford, Wisconsin, on the north side of town at this time. And he is the senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center in Milwaukee for 25 years. He's my very good friend, and he is my husband. He is the father of our children, a man of integrity, one of honor, as well as one of truth and godly character. And this morning, I want to just introduce to some and bring back to the floor none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III, my pastor. And pastor, I want to say, I believe that the Lord will perfect that which concerns you this morning. Are you on the call? And if so, if you would come and break the word of life. God bless you this morning, sir.
God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. A good morning to the Master's Call. Can you hear me okay?
You're good. You're good.
All right. Praise God. Good morning to Dr. Vanessa, also to Dr. PK. Thank you guys so much again for the privilege and the honor it is to come to share on Tuesday mornings and the word of life. And it's a blessing to each of you on the Master's Call to come and to bring the word of life this morning. Praise God. We have been talking about understanding your season. And this morning I want to talk to you about truth and understanding during your season. I'm going to be reading from the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, and beginning at the 19th verse. I'm just going to read several verses here. I'm going to pull some things out, and then we'll just launch right into this. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 19th verse, it said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. Now, make sure you hear these particular things, because we're talking about the word of the kingdom. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in the heart. Now, this is very important. We're talking about the word of the kingdom. We understand that they understood not. We understand that the wicked one comes. He catches away that which was sown in the heart. Praise God. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and this word again is the word of the kingdom, and Anon with joy receive it, yet hath he not rooted himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word's sake, because of the word of that kingdom, by and by he is offended. Now, you have to understand, offense will hinder the anointing of God in your life. So the enemy is always trying to bring someone into your life that offends you. And you need to understand also that, praise God, a lot of time the offense is not necessarily with the person, amen, but it could be your own filter of life, what you've seen, your experiences. And so you have to take offense. But the devil uses it to hinder the anointing in your life. Verse 22, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, don't forget that, the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Praise God. When you first get truth, you have to go through a season in order to produce understanding. That we see at the very end of that, this person has completed the whole process, and they've heard the word, they understand it, now they bring forth fruit. Truth without experience is knowledge pregnant with doubt. In the garden, Adam and Eve ate fruit from the wrong tree. They ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They should have eaten from the tree of life, which was in the garden. God just didn't want them to have knowledge, but he wanted them to have his life, which produces his knowledge. John said about Jesus, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. You have to understand that. The more you allow the life of God to flow through you, when you get born again, you get the Spirit of Christ in you, but that doesn't mean that it is flowing in full measure. And so many times going through your different season, what God does is God wants to produce that life in a greater measure. Amen. That you might have the abundant life, the life of God, the Zoe of God, and that brings the knowledge God wants, not just knowledge that is intellectual, but knowledge by experience. Praise God. In our system, we have money, and our money is printed on both sides. Now, if I bring some money to a place and I would give them that currency with just printing on one side, it has no value to it. So in our system, it must have printing on both sides. Well, in the kingdom of God, you need a truth and understanding. Praise God. So you can't have just one side of the thing. You got the knowledge, because Paul tells us that knowledge will puff up. In school, when an instructor teaches on a certain subject, a test is given to gauge whether you understand the subject. When the minister preaches on a given subject, the Lord allows us to be tested on that subject by the enemy to see if we understood the subject. Matthew 13:19. Now, to look at that again, it said, when one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. And this is not the full knowledge, but it is a knowledge meaning that the seed has been planted, that the seed has entered into the heart. Because if it doesn't enter into the heart, then there's nothing can be produced anyway. So we see the enemy comes immediately to get that word out of the heart, praise God. And so if there's no understanding, if there's no planning, then we know there's not going to be any understanding, praise God. Let's continue. Now, if you understand the subject, the enemy brings persecution and tribulation to offend you for the word's sake. That's what the 21st verse tells us, that he's going to bring tribulation. So you know when God gives you a word of the kingdom, when God wants to produce the kingdom in your situation, in your family, in on your job, in your community, in the local house where you serve, persecution is going to come. It is a byproduct. The enemy is coming for the word's sake. And so if you don't get that thing planted in your heart deep the way it should be by meditating upon the word day and night so that you can observe, so that you'll know what to do, so you'll get a rhema word from the Logos word. So it's very important that we understand the process, praise God. Now, let's continue. If persecution and tribulation doesn't work, the enemy tries to distract you with the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches of this life in order to choke the growth of the word. Well, we understand that, first of all, let's go back to verse 20. We find that they received the word into stony places, that he that heareth the word and with joy receiveth it, yet he has no root in himself. So he only endured for a season. He only endured for a while. In that season that he's going through, if there's no root, then the enemy will take them out of that word of knowledge. Now, it's important that you understand something. This seed has to be planted. Secondly, first thing happened to a seed when it decomposes is the roots go down into the ground, because without root, you're not going to be able to withstand once this thing, this word, be made flesh. Once that bud come and break through the ground, praise God, once you begin to see some manifestation of it. So it's important to have root, amen? So he comes and there's no root. Now, once you get root and it begins to come and break through the earth, he's going to try to crowd that word out with a lot of different things, the deceitfulness of riches. He wants to choke the word. He doesn't want it to become fruitful. And so that's a season that the enemy begins to work in you. If you pass all these tests, fruit is produced, the season is over, and you are ready for harvest time. You are ready to walk into the fall of that harvest. We have spring, we have summer, we have fall, and then we have winter. Praise God. You're ready to walk into the fall and harvest that fruit and begin to manifest that word that God gave you. To understand a new truth learned, you must go through a season of death, burial, and resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:3 said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scripture." Praise God. So it's very important you understand that this is the process of God producing fruit. Christ came, he died, he was buried, he rose again, praise God. So you need to understand, you're going to have to go through these particular seasons. When we get a new truth, we must die to the world system, or die to some part of our flesh that's hindering this truth. Because in this new wineskin, praise God, God wants to pour this new truth. He will not pour that new truth in that old wineskin. So there must be a death, amen? There must be a death that comes to us. So we must die to the world or its system or some carnality for the seed of that truth to germinate and to produce the fruit of that seed. A season shows you how to lose your old natural life and how to gain your higher Zoe life. So God allows you and I to go through the persecution. God allows you and I to go through all of these things because God is killing something. God is killing an old part of our old nature that will hinder us, that will not allow us to have the capacity of this revelation he just dropped in us. And so we don't need to scream and we don't need to cry. We need to rest. As the fruit on the vine, we need to rest and let the vine continue to give us what we need to produce that fruit. Praise God. Therefore, he tells us to abide in me. Let my word, let the word of that kingdom, let that revelation abide in you. Now you can ask what you will if you stay abiding, because the devil is coming to do everything to get you to get off that word, to get you to get offended, to get you to do a lot of different things, and to get into care and worry and doubt, praise God, so that that word will not produce. But if you abide there, in line with that word, ask what you will, and it will be done, praise God, according to what God has given you and what God has given me, praise God. So when we go through a new truth, we must die to the world system, to our flesh, in order that that seed of that truth would germinate and produce the fruit of that seed. And a season shows you, it's going to reveal to you that old natural life, that thing that God wants you to give up, that thing God wants you to lay down in order that you might gain, amen, the full life, the Zoe life of God, amen, the abundant life of God in that area, praise God. God wants to produce like precious faith in us during our season. 2 Peter 1:1-4, it says, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ." Now listen to the words again now. "To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." Now listen now. "Grace and peace be multiplied Isn't that wonderful that grace and peace can be multiplied? It can be increased in your own life unto you through the knowledge of God. So God wants to increase your grace in the life, that free will of the grace of God moving you out. He wants to increase your peace and your rest and safety. Paul said, I wish you would enter into the rest, for the works were done before the foundation of the world. I don't want you out there struggling and working, thinking you have to make this happen. All you have to do is abide. Now, so I want to increase your grace and the peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Watch it now. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these word of the kingdom, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God wants to produce the same faith in us that's in Jesus. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, so that you can get like precious faith, Hebrews 12:2. Jesus will give us the faith that we need in that season. He knows the season. He knows where you are in the season, and he wants to produce the precious faith. The seed contains the ability to produce like precious fruit so that we can experience that divine nature. We must be sure that we're in a climate that will maintain the season long enough for the seed to complete its process. Don't come out of the season until the season is over. You got to know where God is working. And then what God does is he places you under a shepherd who will minister the manna that you need during that season of your wilderness. God has placed us as children many times under tutors and governors during our season until the appointed time. Galatians 4:1-4 talks about that. Until the appointed time of that season, that word will be made flesh in our life. So it's important that you understand the men and women of God that God has placed in your life, not just going to a church. I talk about this quite a bit, but it's important to me. I'm in the place God wants me so I can get what I need during my season. Praise God, because I need to be under governors and tutors until the time appointed. The shepherd must be able to understand for the local house the season that the church itself is in. Because the shepherd needs to be able to go to the future, see what God is building, come back and get the people and take them to the future. Not only the local house, but to their future. Praise God. So you must have truth and understanding. You just cannot know what the word said, but you don't know it experimentally. Because God is producing in your season and creating capacity for the word of the kingdom, for the revelation, for the prophetic word that has gone over your life and your family. God is increasing your capacity to be able to receive it. He does it with truth and understanding. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
What a word, what a word. Thank you, man of God, for that powerful word and teaching. Man, I tell you, the nugget that I'm definitely chewing on for a while is don't come out of the season until that season is over. Dr. Henderson, you always bring us such a rich word, rhema, from the throne room of God, and we will definitely let that word marinate in our hearts and saturate in our spirits so that we grow and go stronger in God. Thank you so much again, man of God, for bringing us that timely, timely word this morning. We're going to ask now that Sister Candy come and lead us in a time of prayer over our prayer requests and to seal this word of God in our heart. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yay, loud and clear.
Great. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord, at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, I thank you for the word this morning. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless the man of God. You said in your word that heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will stand forever. You said your name and your word is exalted above everything. but your word is even above your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, El Shaddai, for the word. Hallelujah. We praise you, Adonai, for the word. Thank you, Jesus. And, Father, as we end this call, we pray for the Marie Preston's parents and for her family, Lord. Continue to bless them, nourish them, build them up with strength, Lord God, and increase their faith in your word. We lift up Joyce's friend, Lisa, who received a negative report of ovarian cancer. Thank you, Lord God, for your word, oh God, that tells us that the manifestation of healing in her body is there, Lord God. I come against sickness, disease, and dysfunction in the body, Lord God. Your word says that the healing is already done. So we stand on your word that says that our body is the temple of the living God, and everything that is not of you must go. So spirit of disease, I cancel you right now in the name of Jesus. I send you back to the pit of hell. I command sickness and disease to leave the body of every person on our prayer list. Your word says we have the power of life and death in our tongue, and we speak life. Bodies, I command you to line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. Lord, I cancel lack, and I pray for financial breakthrough. Your word says that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, you are a very presence in time of trouble, and you are more than enough. We are the seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs with Christ. The gold and the silver and a cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you through our inheritance. I call upon the blessing to overtake us so that you be glorified, Lord. You said we have an eye to see and receive the wealth that is being shaken out of the hand of the wicked to build up and declare the kingdom of God. So I thank you that wealth and riches are in our house. I pray for every need that our Master's Call family has petitioned. Father, we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the power of darkness. We come against every foul spirit, every demonic stronghold sent by Satan and his demons. Father, we loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke and remove every burden from the lives of every person and our loved ones of the Master's Morning Call family. We loose the word of God in our minds, in our mouths, and in our hearts, that God's kingdom will dominate the earth through us. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing this time in prayer, covering our prayer requests for those spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests. We thank you that the blood of Jesus hears and answers them all. We thank you, man of God. I tell you, the word of God just oozes out of you. And we know that comes because you spend such quality time in his presence. And we thank you for sharing, pouring into us, depositing into our spirits that word each and every Tuesday morning. And we thank you, Wella, for opening us up and clearing the atmosphere so that the word of God did go forth clearly into our entire Master's Call family. We so appreciate you, each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. We love you. Thank you for being our frontline warriors, as you are truly the eagles that gather on this line each and every morning to bombard heaven with the word of God, to receive a rich word so that you can go out and be that minister in the marketplace. So we thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the land, and we encourage you to go out from this call today. And on the Master's Call now, you yield yourself to the call that God has on your life and be Jesus' hand extended. And in this Holy Week, all this precious Holy Week, as the man of God so eloquently said about going through our season of death, with the word of God being rooted in us and the burial, and let the resurrection celebrate it in your life, in your circle of influence. and know that God's got it. And as he has us, we can go out and be his minister in the marketplace. So have a very blessed day. And we look forward to you being on the line with us tomorrow, where Pastor Chuck Brown will be with us and we'll celebrate Jesus again. So go out and have a very blessed day. And for our prayer warriors, if you would just hang on the line after the call is over, this is our benediction. Go out and be blessed. Bye-bye.